In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, every little girl wants a doll for her birthday. Just not this doll.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. You'll get commercial-free versions of the shows. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive, which will keep you busy for the next couple years. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. Today, this could be a story that nightmares are made of.
Oh, okay.
Stories
I'm super excited
about dolls. And there's something about spooky dolls.
Do you think that the kids today do dolls like we used to? Like, it used to be there was always some sort of new doll that we all wanted, like a Chatty Cathy or a doll that you pull her hair and it grows, or, you know, there were all these dolls. And I remember, like, every Christmas we got a doll.
But I wonder, too, if the pretty dolls, like, that we used to have that we weren't supposed to play with,
mm-hmm.
remember those? It was like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't play with that doll. That doll you just right. look at. Which was kind of weird because kind of the older people in our lives are the ones who had those dolls. Because like our mother, you can't play with that, but it's a doll, but you can't play with it. Look at her beautiful hair and that dress.
Yeah. Well, and then mom went on to collect dolls and had a ton of them, you know, and it was super
creepy. She waited until we were all grown.
But, you know, I just haven't heard of the trendy dolls lately, like we used to, like the Cabbage Patch dolls or this kind of doll.
I don't know. Maybe
you know,
we're just
American
not in the
Girl
loop.
Dolls are kind of, are they still, I think maybe they're still big, but I don't know.
I did see a girl at the store the other day with her adorable little American Girl doll. It looked just like her. It was the cutest little thing.
My daughter, Kate, had American Girl dolls, and her grandmother, my mother-in-law, would buy her these dolls for her birthday. So she ended up having several of them. Maybe, you know, she had like eight of them or something. And one day I was putting clothes away or something. I'm getting laundry. And I walk into her room and she had posed these dolls in a circle, all facing into the circle with their arms straight out. And nobody, I walked in the room and I was like, what the hell is
like the creepiest thing ever?
Like, are these dolls doing this on their own or what?
It's like, Caitlin, did you do this or is it paranormal? Can you come in your room?
Yes, Carol, Kate, I need some help here. Is this you? But I think she did it. But it was like, it gave
really
me a
creepy.
Start. A circle of American Girl dolls with their arms
that is
straight
so
out.
So creepy.
It well, was creepy.
Here is the story that we've got about this doll. So it says, first off, I'm fairly scatterbrained, so I apologize in advance if my story kind of jumps around everywhere. Important details I want to add. I'm a very spiritual person. I've been raised in church and I take my beliefs to heart. I have the idea that there is some form of life after death. What kind of life seems very undetermined, but there is something out there to discover. Since I was very young, I've always been kind of in tune with the energies around me, meaning I have a good gut feeling when something is out of place in my environment. So my story really begins on my fourth birthday. My parents had a present custom made for me. It was a porcelain doll. She was very pretty in my younger eyes, with a long white dress, bright glass eyes, fake blonde hair. She stood a tad under 2 feet tall. I enjoyed looking at her since I wasn't allowed to play with her very often because kiddos tend to be pretty hard on toys, and needless to say, she cost a pretty penny or pennies. I kept her in my room for a while, but over time, I started to become very afraid of this doll. Something about her made me feel very uneasy, like if I wasn't watching it closely, this doll would hurt me. That would be a horrible feeling.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Eventually, I grew so paranoid of her that I stopped going into my room completely and slept with my parents every night for a long time. Obviously, my parents grew tired of the company and moved the damn thing into my little playroom on a high shelf where she was displayed. Every time I went into that playroom, I could feel eyes watching me. Something just making me extremely nervous, to where if I had to get something out of that room, I would run in and run right back out, slamming the door behind me. I had nightmares and never really fully relaxed at home anyway. I was always feeling like something wasn't right in my house since that doll was gifted to me. Eventually, my parents saw how afraid she was making me and got rid of her. Where she went, I have no idea. I think my parents shrugged it off as some weird childhood fear because of a wild imagination, which does sound logical, and looking back, I'm sure that's what it seemed like. But as I've gotten older, I've come to learn that around the same time of me receiving and getting rid of this doll, my father was having some issues involving his faith with God. Apparently, he had a nightmare some short time after my birthday. In my father's dream, he told me he was being strangled by this thing. It had a figure of a human head that was completely black and had yellow eyes. He stated that they were almost like cat eyes, but in his dream, this black figure was speaking to him. If I recall correctly, my dad had preached a sermon maybe a day or two before his dream, and in the sermon, he made the mistake of calling the devil stupid.
Yeah, taunting. Will come back to haunt you, for sure.
From what I've been told, the figure that was strangling my dad was yelling, "How dare you call me stupid," or something along those lines. I can't remember the exact words that were said. He also told me that for a while after his dream, he felt as if he was being watched by something, like something was there to try to do harm to his family. Coincidentally, this is around the time the doll was starting to frighten me. I've come to the conclusion that the doll I was absolutely terrified of wasn't possessed, but I think I was just feeling the uneasy energy surrounding my home, and I thought the cause of this energy was the doll, and that all of the chaos that was happening along with the feeling of being in danger was because of this thing. But now that I'm older and better educated, I feel as if I was reacting as a young kid would to evil energies around me. I would appreciate some thoughts and opinions on this weird period of my life that I put together as I learn new things. The paranormal is something that interests me a great deal, as well as religion and other spiritual outlets. I love hearing all the stories you guys share on your podcast. I hope my story will be one of them. Thanks, guys. Keep doing what y'all are doing. I'm loving it. Madison. So is it the doll? Or was it her dad mouthing off to the devil?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that there's anything paranormal here in this situation. I mean, her dad had a bad dream. That could have come from a lot of different reasons. You know, when he said this thing about the devil being stupid or whatever he said. That could have just kind of stuck with him that he said that, yep. You know, because mm-hmm. that's something you might say. And then in the back of your mind, think, ooh, I shouldn't be taunting, you know, Lucifer or whatever. And then you have a dream about
right.
it.
Right. I could see that. Like, man, I can't believe I said that in church today.
Yeah. And then the dream is upsetting and your dad is upsetting. Dolls are always creepy. As a child, you know, I could imagine being creeped out by a 2-foot tall doll.
Yep.
That's there. So I don't know that there was anything necessarily. It wasn't like the doll ever talked or moved across the room or, you know, got up on a table or did something weird.
I will say.
It just gave her a very uneasy
yeah.
feeling.
Because I will say that I've never felt like any of mom's dolls were necessarily possessed, but I did
right.
feel like they were watching me, and I would wake mm-hmm. up in the middle of the night in that little bedroom. It was on a twin bed, and there was just dolls.
There were dolls everywhere. She had like 2 or 3 different big cases with dolls in them.
Yeah, they were different you know? Levels. It wasn't like some on the floor, some a little bit higher, some way up high, yeah. some
on Well,
shelves.
There was some on the floor too. They would be everywhere. But, you know, she had these shelves with dolls all over them. And you always felt that. But I don't think there was anything necessarily paranormal. It was just creepy.
And maybe, you know, at the same time she got this doll, there was some weird energy around the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, her dad's calling the devil stupid. He's having nightmares and not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm kind of with you. Maybe it could be paranormal, but maybe it's not at all. Maybe it's just a kid picking up on negative energy in the house.
Yeah, and then there's this creepy doll. You
and
know.
Porcelain dolls are creepy. Mm-hmm. With respect to everyone who's listening right now going, no, they're not. I have the most beautiful porcelain doll.
I know that feeling where, you know, you're scared of something. And so you just dash into that room really fast and dash right back out because, you know, you're scared to be in there. So I understand that feeling. But I don't know that there's anything that really points at paranormal here as
yeah.
much as bad energy.
I'm kind of with you on that one. I agree. Because I just think that, you know, she could have been afraid of a doll. I'm afraid of them. Mm-hmm. There's lots of mm-hmm. them I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Well, here's our next story.
Okay.
It's a little bit long, so if you hear something in the middle of it you want to talk about, yell, and we'll stop. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, my name is Stuart. I am 34 now. I live in Carroll, Michigan. Back in 2002, maybe 2003, my oldest sister and her husband and their 4 kids, 3 boys, ages 8, 7, and 5, and their newborn daughter bought a house in Carroll, Michigan. Now, this house they bought was a rather large house, 2 stories, possibly 3 if you counted the attic, which was a huge attic. You could stand up in it. They also had a Michigan basement downstairs, or underneath. Anyways, where basements go. Well, they moved in, and shortly after they moved in, they invited me to move in with them. I was living with my dad, and I was living quite a bit of ways from where I worked. So moving in with them was closer. So I moved in. They gave me a room on the first floor. You come in the house, the entranceway, and then there's a little hallway down to where my bedroom is. The door's on the right. So I moved in with them, and right away we started remodeling the house, since this house was pretty old, at least 100 years old. So we started remodeling, and we were going to redo all the plumbing. Now, my sister and her husband, they're really religious Christians, go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, anything church-related, they're doing it, and they don't believe in ghosts or anything like that. It's not what they believe in. Well, one weekend, we were redoing the plumbing for the downstairs bathroom. And we worked all day Saturday on it, didn't get it done. Sunday, they went to church Sunday morning. And then we started working on it again Sunday afternoon. Well, things were getting close to Sunday evening church time. And my brother-in-law decided that he wasn't going to go to church that night. And he was going to stay home with me and my dad and finish up the plumbing. Well, my sister took the 4 kids and they went off to church. About an hour, 10 minutes later, we were downstairs working still, and we heard door open, and we heard people running up and down the hallways and laughing and stuff, and we just assumed, hey, they're home, and we continued working. Well, about half an hour later, my brother-in-law goes, well, that's weird. They haven't even come down. The boys haven't come down to see what we're doing, and usually they're pretty interested in to watch and stuff like that. And he's like, my wife didn't even come down to say she's home or anything like that. Well, my dad says, well, I'm going to go upstairs, and I got to use the bathroom, and I'm going to check with them and see if they want to order pizza for supper tonight. So he goes upstairs. He's up there for about 5 minutes, and then he comes back downstairs, and he looks kind of flushed, kind of white. And my brother-in-law's like, so did you order the pizza? And my dad said, no. And he's like, well, they didn't want pizza for supper? And he goes, they're not home. And I go, yeah, they are. We heard them. And my dad goes, I know we heard them, but they're not home. I went up there, and I looked in the kitchen and the hallway, and I went in the living room. There's nobody home. And then I looked outside, and their vehicle's gone. They're not here. I was like, what in the world were we hearing? And my dad said, I have no idea. But as soon as I saw that the car was still gone, I got nervous, and I come back as quick as I could, and I made sure I looked around every corner before I walked through just in case something jumped out at me. That kind of freaked me out a little bit. My brother-in-law just kind of laughed it off, and a couple minutes later, my sister did come home with the kids, and they all just kind of laughed it off. No big deal, whatever. Well, they moved in about the beginning of June, so July comes around, July 4th, and they decided to go away for the holiday, and they went to visit some family. So this was going to be the first time I was alone in the house. Well, the one night I went out with fireworks with friends, and I came back home. It was probably around midnight, and I come in the house, and I go decide to take a shower. Well, I'm in the shower, and I get done taking a shower, and I turn off the water, and I step outside the door, or I step outside the bathtub, and right away, I heard a man clear his throat right outside the bathroom door. Just like that. And I froze, instantly froze, butt-ass naked. And I am kind of freaking out. And I'm thinking, who was that? What could it be? It's past midnight. The neighbors is an old man and his wife. They wouldn't be up this time. Maybe one of my friends came back just to mess with me. So I'm just frozen there waiting for them to start laughing, or I'm waiting for to hear something. And I don't hear anything. And I swear I was frozen for like 10 minutes. So I wait and I wait and I wait. And I finally decide I'm going to get dressed. I got dressed real slowly. And then I decided I'm gonna go out the door. And if something's out there, I'm going to be ready to attack it. If not, I'm running straight to my bedroom. So I slowly got dressed, went to the door, opened it up. Nothing out there. So I ran right to my bedroom, locked the door, and jumped in my bed and covered up in the blankets. Why I didn't turn the TV on to noise or whatever, I don't know. Well, I'm laying in bed and shaking, freaking out. What in the world was that noise I heard? And I hear something walking around upstairs, walking down the hallway. Then I hear a door open, and I hear a baby crying. Ah, ah. I'm like, what in the world? And then a door closed again, and the baby crying was gone. And I'm laying there like, what is going on? I know they're not home. I got home at midnight. Their car's not here. They're not home. And I laid there what seemed like an eternity. And then I heard a door open again. And then I heard something walking down the hallway upstairs again. And then I heard another door open and close. And I'm shaking. So I decide I need to get out of the house. I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing all this stuff, and there's this big window in my bedroom that I can open up, and if I jump out of it, it's like a 6-foot drop to the ground. So I get dressed the rest of the way. I get go over to the window. I go to open it, and it's the noisiest window ever. It makes so much noise. Well, anyways, I get it open enough so I can jump out. I jump out, and I run to my car, get in my car. I don't have my car keys. But there's no way in hell I'm going back in that house. So I lock the doors on my car, and I decide to stay in my car and sleep. Well, after an hour or two, I finally fall asleep. And then I wake up, and it's like 11 o'clock the next day. And I decide I'm going to go in the house. I'm going to go to my bedroom. I'm going to get my keys, get some other clothes, and I'm going to my mom's house. So I go in the house as quick as I can. I run to my bedroom, get the stuff that I want and need, go back to my car, go to my mom's house. So I stayed the next night at my mom's house. The next day, my sister and her husband and the kids were supposed to be back home. So they call me, hey, where are you at? And I'm like, oh, I'm at my mom's. And they're like, oh, okay, just wondering where you were, whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm coming home. So I went back home, and they're in the house. Nothing's going on. They're just doing their everyday normal things. Well, that night, they put the kids to bed, and they're sitting down in the living room watching TV. So I go out there, and I ask them, hey, have you guys ever heard anything weird? You remember, Scott, that one time we heard, thought we heard people running around upstairs while we were in the basement, and then nobody was here? And God, yeah, I remember that was pretty crazy, but it was just noises. It's an old house. Well, I asked my sister, have you ever heard anything? My sister, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, the other night when you guys were gone, I was here. I thought I heard a baby crying. And my sister goes, well, that's weird, because there's been a couple times I thought I heard a baby crying. So I got up out of bed and I went down the hallway to check to see if the baby was okay. And I opened the door and she's just laying there. No, she's asleep. So I was like, well, that's weird. So I shut the door and went back to my bedroom. And not less than 2 minutes later, I hear baby crying again. So I get up and go down a little bit quicker this time to the bedroom and open the door, and she's sound asleep. And I'm like, what's going on? What's she just doing? Crying for a couple seconds and then stopping? And I'm like, well, that. And then my brother-in-law says, well, I remember one time it was kind of late at night, and I thought I heard the boys opening the door and running down the hallway. So I was going to go out and yell at them. I opened the door, and they're not in the hallway. So I went down to the bedroom thinking they had gone back in the bedroom, and all three of them were sound asleep. I'm like, you guys, the night you guys weren't here, I was taking a shower. I swear I heard a man clear his throat right outside the bathroom door. When I opened it up, there was nothing there. I went to the bedroom and hid under the blankets, and they laughed at me saying, oh, I'm ridiculous. It was just the old house making a noise. I'm like, well, then I was laying in bed, and I swear I heard somebody walking back and forth up in the hallway upstairs, and I heard doors open, and I heard a baby crying, and there was so much noises going on of people doing things that I thought people were doing things that I couldn't stay in the house anymore, and I jumped out the window and slept in the car all night, and they just laughed at me. Oh, you're crazy. That's just the house making noise. There's nothing going on. Well, I don't care what they say. There was something going on in the house. And a buddy of mine who had been interested in this sort of stuff, supernatural stuff, he said he had read up on it and he knew a way to get rid of the spirit. And he came over with this stuff and he lit it on fire and there was smoke. And he waved it all around the house and he said that should chase all the spirits away. And ever since that night, I lived there for another year maybe, and I never heard anything again in the house, but that one night, I swear, there was crazy stuff going on. All right. Thanks for listening to my story. Hopefully you guys are there sometime.
So I'm thinking that sounds like a very haunted house.
It does.
But it's interesting because it's like, no, not really. Just it's old house. Well, then this one time this happened and this happened and this happened. But then it doesn't sound like they still were going to say this is a haunted house.
Yeah, it's very odd that apparently things had happened to them, but they just never brought it up or mentioned it to each other. It was like, well, now that you mention it, yes, there was that one night I heard babies crying, or there was that one time I heard kids, or yeah, there was that time we were working on the plumbing and it sounded like you guys were home. And then, you know, it sounds like there were quite a few different things that were going on, but they weren't going to buy into it at all.
But there was definitely, they were definitely confirming that things had happened.
Yeah.
But you know, it's bad when you jump out a window.
Oh my God.
It's like.
And you sleep in a car
before
because you
go
won't go back
in
the house to get the keys.
Luckily, his car door was unlocked so he could do that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, to me, that's really, really bad. If you are so afraid that you'd rather sleep in your car all night long because you don't have the keys to drive it anywhere and the keys are in the house and you're not about to go back in the house until daylight.
There is no way. No way it's going back in the house. You know, and it sounded like it was Sage. Didn't you think
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That he saged the house.
I don't know. But you could just tell when you hear his voice, like there's some, like that shit really happened to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question. And that is a horrible feeling. Like when he got out of the bathroom and he heard that.
Yeah.
Like somebody clearing their voice. And then the way he said he just froze. I was like,
I just remember when I was a kid. There was one time I was home by myself. It was the middle of the day. And I don't really remember now what it was that happened exactly. But I was watching TV by myself in the living room. Nice summer day. And then something happened and I went running out of the house. And I ran all the way to church where you and Mom were cleaning. What was that, about 4 or 5 blocks away?
Yeah.
And I ran to the church. Mom's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I just wanted to come here. Like, I'll go to the church. Mom and Kathy are working there. That's where I'll go. But I just couldn't be in the house by myself.
Yeah, I know that feeling. We used to just run out of the house. Mm-hmm. You know, something would scare us so bad, we'd just go outside.
But man, to have that happen in the middle of the night and go sleeping in my car tonight.
Yeah.
That's fine. Creepy stuff. Yo. Share those real ghost stories with us. Call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, get commercial-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can go through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.